Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 5.93, up 7 on the open. December, 6.12, up 10.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6.04, up 2.75 on the open. December, 6.18, up 3/4. March, 6.27, up 2.25. July, 5.65, down 0.5 on the open. September corn opened at 3.22, down 0.5 on the open. December, 3.35.5, down 1.25. March, 3.50.5, down 3/4. May, 3.62, up 1/4. July, 3.70.25, down 1.5. December 2008, 3.86.5, up 3/4. March 2009, 3.92.5, down 0.5 on the open. August soybeans opened at 8.38, up 4.75. Make that 4.25 on the open. September 8.48, up 4.75. November 8.63, up 2.5. January 8.79, up 3.25. May 8.98, down 2.5. July 2008, 9.06, up 6.5 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 2.27, up 48 on the open. September, 2.28, up 37. August soybean oil opened at 37.15, up 23 on the open. September, 37.30, up 7. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 91.50, up 7.5 on the open. October, 96.75, unchanged. December, 98.20, down 10. February, 98.50, down 10 on the open. August feeders open at 115.60, down 22.5 on the open. September, 116, down 32.5. October, 116.05, down 50. November, 115.90, down 35 on the open. August lean hogs open at 74.90, up 37.5 on the open. October, 71.05, up 15. December, 68.50, up 2.5. February, 71, down 7.5 on the open. And August bellies open at 89, up 72.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Through the front door in a big wave, Dan Zwicker stopped in and said hi to us, and he's going to come back to the back commodity office here, but I'm sure all of our listeners want to know where Dan's at. And the marketplace is working higher this morning. We do have we did receive about a quarter of an inch here in Oakland overnight, and our total rainfall has been about an inch. Brockton, Illinois, has had about 2 inches, and Oakwood has had about 2.5 to 3 inches. So we've been blessed, and our private weatherman says Illinois is in the hunt for 1 to 2 inches for Thursday. So and the market's trading higher, so that's good news for Central Illinois.
Well, that still being considered, I have to ask you, does all the rain we've seen this week indicate to you that the summer tops are in?
Probably. Yeah, I would say so. The big question from the market's perspective here is just how much rain in the next 24 to 48 hours west of Des Moines, I-35 corridor west, will receive. Near as we can tell, the meteorologist I have the most confidence in says the north 10% of Iowa, Minnesota basically will be zipped on any moisture amounts. The Dakotas will also probably not get much. The noon weather forecast is going to be probably one of the big factors on determining just which direction and how high or how low the corn and soybean market will go. So that's the million-dollar question at the present time, eastern Iowa looks good, parts of Missouri looks good, Illinois looks good. Michigan doesn't look too good as far as moisture amount. So that's where the private weather people will earn their pay, is telling us just how much rain that western area will receive.
Of course, Michigan, not a big producer of corn and beans. If we do get some forecasts in the noon run that seem to suggest we are getting complete good beneficial coverage across the Corn Belt, generally speaking, what are the downside numbers you look at then to establish the bottom of potentially a trading range?
Well, I do think that indicates, and of course we do have the great month of August to go through, but, if it would be a normal to wet August as well, we're probably looking at $3 or below corn on December futures, and I'm going to reserve my opinion on the beans, because the bean market still is very very touchy market, and two bushels in one forecast this morning would equate a dollar on the upside or a dollar on the downside here. So we still have a very, very strong soybean market, in my opinion, and the market reflects that to some extent this morning.
I guess I want to play devil's advocate then and ask you whether or not all the rain that we have been seeing might be enough to get us through a few dry weeks in August.
That's a good question. One of the things that I will say with a very strong opinion is that the good yielding counties and production areas in the Midwest, Iowa and Illinois, had a big switch to corn. And as a result of that, the big yield increase in potential has probably been downsized to some extent. Our general opinion is that those other areas are a factor and do raise good soybeans. But the big yield potential, the good Drummer Flanagan, deep soil types, aren't there. And the beans also thrive with good black, deep soils.
So you're still holding your opinion on the beans. Let's look
at
that. Let's look then at
the wheat. We are of the opinion of this, that with the higher input costs and the higher price soybean for next year, it'll be very hard without a very big price rally to get those larger corn acreage planted in the U.S. as we did this year. We do get that from the grassroots people of the Midwest.
Turn your attention then to the wheat, and if just looking at from technical and no other aspects, it looks like this market is ready to come apart to the downside.
Well, the trend in wheat is still higher. It's higher today. I'm going to reserve the right of saying it's coming apart. There are some indications that the market's slowing its ascent up a little bit here, but to me the final verdict is still out for a while. We do think that in some of the traditional wheat producing parts of the Midwest, we will see some continuation of wheat acreage being planted. So I think that's one thing that might discourage 2008 wheat prices from going too much higher.
So what would we say then, that the wheat market feels toppy anyway?
Well, that's a tough question, Dave. My hunch is that we have a six in front of it. We've slowed some of our pizzazz down in the wheat. There's even talk that maybe China's not interested in buying as much wheat. But wheat has all the characteristics of still being very strong because of the very tight supply we have. And, of course, we don't know about how much wheat the farmer is still short from production losses. We don't know how short the importers are, the world the demand is, and we don't know how short the consumer is. So those are still the major unknowns, and time usually plays out and gives us a pretty direct answer between now and December.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A flood watch is in effect for Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties through Thursday morning, and a flash flood watch is in effect for Champaign, DeWitt, McLean, Piatt, and Vermilion counties through Thursday morning. You're listening to WILO Urbana.